Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
Jesus says that his sheep, his followers, listen to his voice and do not listen to the voice of the stranger. But is it really this simple? There are only two voices that can direct us, the voice of the shepherd or the voice of fear. It is probably fair to say that most of the time, we're actually directed by the voice of fear. The voice of fear is very subtle and normally presents itself as the voice of reason. It is the voice that calls us to self-preservation, always looking to keep ourselves safe. This is the voice that twists the truth of the gospel message to validate its message of fear. We start believing things such as, God wants you to be happy, so there's no point persevering when things become difficult. We need to learn to recognize that the voice of the shepherd is completely different. The shepherd wants to lead us through our fear to the path of life. The shepherd never promises us that life will be fulfilled in an instant, in this instant gratification, but rather that he will lead us along a path that involves facing our fear. It's important that we recognize the difference between these two voices. Jesus says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. This is accomplished in the most seductive and subtle of ways, by trying to invite us to stay comfortable and safe. We need to reject this voice of fear whenever we see it operating in our life. We need to choose to listen instead to the voice that calls us to trust God in the face of an impossible call as he leads us to our true destiny. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
Shadow.
together on the journey. Faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
If you're ever driving to Melbourne from Wollongong, one of the things you'll realise is that it's pretty much one long road the entire way there. Sure, there are towns here and there and a few forks in the road, but for the most part, you just follow the signs and you're pretty well guaranteed to make it. The last time I travelled down, armed with my trusty iPhone, GPS loaded, the unthinkable happened. Somehow, on the one straight road, I got lost. Now, me being me, I thought I could, you know, I could figure it out and I'd eventually find the right way again. Truth was, though, the more I tried to find my way again, the more lost I got. Eventually, I had to swallow my pride and hit the reroute button and turn my car around. In life, with heaven as our destination, how easy is it to take a wrong turn? How easy it is to stop off here or there and get distracted? The good news is that even if we somehow end up in Adelaide, we can still hit that reroute button. We can still make that choice to follow God with all our heart. Wherever you are today, whether you're on the right track or not, I pray you have the courage to hit that reroute button. Perhaps take a few moments tonight before you sleep to pray and reflect, where am I and where should I be? God bless.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Up. I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. Thank you.
Welcome back to The Journey. Just then we heard Every Teardrop is a Waterfall by Coldplay. Also in that mix, new song by Audrey Assad.
She's great, Audrey. I absolutely love her stuff. Great to hear from Pete Gilmore in that mix too with his segment Living the Gospel and hitting the reroute button.
It's, I love Pete.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
And I know him personally too. He's just a good guy.
Yeah, he's got a real heart for young people and making faith relevant, and that's a brilliant gift that he's got in sharing. He's got a real dramatic flair, a real creative flair.
And he loves the gospel.
He does, he does. Also in there was Father Dave Callahan in his segment The Call, drawing us all into true daily discipleship.
Coming up on The Journey, Francine and Byron Parola with their smart loving segment. They're much sought after marriage experts. We're so lucky to have them on the show.
Absolutely, mate. Can't wait for this stuff. All right, here we go. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on The Journey.
Love is a verb. It ain't a thing. It's not something you hold, it's not something you scream. When you show me love, I don't need your words. Yeah, love ain't a thing, love is a verb. Love ain't a thing, love is a verb.
Tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Counsellors often talk about the importance of fun in marriage, but for those of us raising families, couple fun is one of the first casualties in a busy family schedule.
Hi, we're Francine and Byron Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're discussing couple projects.
When we start a family, suddenly life seems to get very serious. All our focus goes into children and providing for them, and our couple fun gets deprioritised. A couple project is a great way to put fun back on the agenda, and it has multiple benefits.
For example, a couple project gives us time together. This is so important that many marriage counsellors will demand their recovering couples prioritise time together, up to 15 hours a week. This can be daunting to the estranged couple, but if you have a couple project, you don't need to rack your brains trying to think of something to do with your couple time.
Secondly, recreational companionship comes with couple projects. It's one of the most common love needs and also one of the best divorce-proofing strategies. Too many spouses stray from their marriages because they are attracted to someone else who shares their interests at work or in a particular hobby. Being able to share our recreational interests helps direct our affections towards each other.
Thirdly, couple projects that challenge us and throw up obstacles such that we really have to pull together helps us to feel and operate as a team. That team identity gets carried from our project into our marriage and family life. But how do you find a couple project that you both like?
Well, many couples discover love through shared interests, like hiking, cooking, travelling, or ballroom dancing, to name a few. Some of these shared interests are difficult to sustain when children come along. But many couples have successfully translated their hobbies to more practical alternatives. For example, rock climbing might be substituted for bushwalking.
Similarly, some couples build their recreation around a cause or ministry. When undertaken by only one in the marriage, these projects can be resented, especially if they are time-consuming or expensive. When a cause is shared as a couple project, not only does it bring two instead of one to the service of the community, it bonds us together as we build a meaningful legacy.
Whatever couple project you undertake, find something that you can both enjoy, and you'll find your marriage getting stronger every day.
We're Francine and Byron Parola, and for more tips on couple fun, visit smartloving.org and search for couple projects.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
This is the start, this is your heart, this is the day you were born. This is the sun, these are your lungs, this is the day you were born.
Switchfoot. And as promised, another really solid input from Dr. Byron and Francine Parola, and a marriage tip about, well, how taking on couple projects can really bring you close together. Which brings us to the end of another week, Dave.
Another show over already. Thanks for tuning in to The Journey. I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine. You can also follow the links to listen to past shows of The Journey as podcasts.
And if the show isn't being played on your local Christian radio station yet, and you're listening in via podcast or via live streaming, and lots of people are, why don't you give your local Christian radio station a call? They're always looking for new programming ideas, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you and get some of your input about what you'd like to hear on the station and why you'd like to have The Journey playing in your local region.
Jude, it's time for a cheerio and an acknowledgement at the same time to Rachel, our sound editor. She's done a great job. She's been with us from the start here at The Journey, making sure the show sounds as good as it does. She's heading off to Canada for a year of evangelization. And I know I've got a very proud dad sitting next to me.
Oh, a mixture of proud and also not wanting to let her go because, I know she's going to have a fantastic year over there in Canada doing a fantastic job for the gospel, and she's done a brilliant job for us on The Journey. So blessings be with you, Rachel, as you head over there for a year of fantastic work serving the gospel. Good luck to you. And Nick's going to kick off for us next week, our new sound editor. Nick, he's going to be, taking charge of making it all sound good and choosing some fantastic songs for us too. So welcome on board for Nick.
A big thumbs up to Rachel. Thanks so much. And while she's in Canada, she can listen to The Journey.
Yes, she can. She'll tune in via live streaming for sure, as all the guys over there on NAT, the National Evangelization Teams, will be doing over there in Canada. Whether they like it or not, Rachel will have them listening in.
Good on you, Rachel. And before we finish up, another big cheerio and thanks to everyone there at Port Macquarie. Great to have you as part of The Journey. Look forward to being with you again next week.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the show up there up north. Thanks for tuning in.
Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.